Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into UK clean tech company Altilium. We're going to be looking at their specialist EV battery recycling operations. We're going to be looking at their process and we're going to be looking at their plans for the future. The company has already received funding from lithium miner SQM. That's the world's largest producer of lithium. And they're currently on Republic now, just completed and gone through the target for a new £6 million raise, which is still open for about 12 days. And to discuss Altilium today, we're very kindly joined by Christian Marston, Chief Operating Officer of Altilium. Christian, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
And thank you very much for the invitation. So I'm Dr. Christian Marston. I'm the COO and co-founder at Altilium. My background is I have a PhD in material science, and I was keen to use that knowledge to support one of the biggest challenges we have, which is getting to net zero. So, to get to net zero, we have to electrify the grid, we have to electrify transport, and that takes batteries. And batteries are just critical minerals such as lithium, nickel, and cobalt. And end-of-life batteries are quite unique because at Altilium, we've developed processing technologies that allow us to recover, over 95% of those critical minerals and build new batteries. So we have circularity and we can, build new batteries to electrify everything and get to net zero.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So there are targets, there's net zero targets that need to be achieved, and the circular economy and companies like Altilium are going to be very important in achieving those. But to start with, Christian, I want to look at the problem that you're solving within the industry. Of course, the growth of and adoption of EVs has been well documented, but the EV battery industry specifically, as the industry grows and develops, there will be problems developing. And this is where Altilium comes in. Please, could you give us a background into that problem and what the problem that you're setting out to solve, please?
Yeah, at Altilium, our mission is a simple but urgent. It's to close the loop on EV battery materials and build a domestic low carbon supply chain here in the UK. This challenge is massive. Millions of EV will hit end of life over the next decade, creating, high volumes of battery waste. But also, we will have 70 gigawatt hours of battery production here in the UK by 2030. So, when a gigafactory starts up, there's around 40% scrap. When it's running efficiently, there's around 10% scrap. So all of that material needs to be recycled and put back into a supply chain to build new batteries. One of the challenges at the moment is that this supply chain is controlled by China. For example, if we look at graphite, that is controlled over 90% by China, and they've started to frustrate the export of graphite more recently. So that dependency isn't sustainable for the energy transition in the UK, where we need to have our own domestic sources of critical minerals to support industrial resilience and energy security. So how we're supporting that is by turning old EV batteries into new ones. Our process allows us to produce nickel sulfate, cobalt sulfate, lithium carbonate from the old EV batteries. But actually, we go one step further and we upcycle into the cathode active material, which is the final format to build a new battery. So we have full circularity. Also, we have regulatory tailwind supporting this business. In 2031, every EV sold in Europe must have a battery that contains recycled lithium, nickel, and cobalt. So the need for battery recycling is, as well as supporting the industrial resilience of the UK, also sustainability of this industry, because we see in the future there can be less mining. We can get these critical minerals from recycling, but importantly, we have the legal requirement or regulation that batteries need minimum recycled content.
Thank you. That was a very comprehensive overview there, Christian. And the question that I have, and I'm sure the question that investors will have that are listening to this, is Altilium's approach. What's unique about what you're doing, and where do you sit within the industry and your peers?
So I think, look, firstly, by 2050, we can have over 60% of the critical minerals for EV batteries in the UK coming from recycling. So a recycling industry is important. At Altilium, we have the first mover advantage, and we're the only company which is taking the black mass waste, which is the anode and the cathode waste from a battery, and recycling it and recovering the critical minerals such as the lithium and the cobalt, and then upcycling and creating that final cathode active material to build new batteries. So we believe in a full circular economy here in the UK, where we will collect an end-of-life battery, shred it to create the black mass waste, and then we chemically refine that black mass waste to put back into the supply chain. And we're the only company which is building that full ecosystem for the future. And we have proprietary technology. We've received from the UK government over £5 million in innovation grants, and that's allowed us to develop our green processing technology. We have 6 patents pending for it. What is unique is that we can recover over 95% of the critical minerals in the black mass waste, and we do that at 74% lower carbon than primary mining and refining. What that means is that if you were to build a new EV from Altilium raw material in the battery, that EV is around 25% lower carbon than today's EV. So we're making EVs even cleaner. And importantly, for a UK battery industry, there are no suppliers of the cathode active material. So, you know, to have a domestic automotive industry which is being supported by the new modern industrial strategy released a few weeks ago, you need a material supply chain, particularly the cathode active material, and Altilium is the only company which is planned to supply that.
Thank you. That's a really good point that you make there, Christian, and it's something I'd just like to drill down into, because you provide an excellent overview of your internal processes. But I just want to provide some context to listeners now in terms of where Altilium fits into the overall supply chain. You mentioned they're UK producers, but you know, in terms of the waste that you're going to be receiving and processing, is that coming from the UK? Is that coming from across Europe? And then the same on the other side, when it comes into Altilium's ecosystem, it's then processed, it comes out the other side. Is that solely going to be going to manufacturers in the UK? Is it going to be going across Europe? What does that look like?
So firstly, every EV on the road in the UK, we see as a critical asset of the UK. So, you know, we can take that battery, and we can recover those critical minerals to put back into a supply chain to build new batteries. And of course, we're moving from a fossil fuel supply chain to a mineral-based supply chain, i.e. the electrification of the grid and transport using batteries. So, you know, every EV in the UK is, you know, a critical source of minerals for the UK. At the moment, you know, battery recycling in the UK is just shredding batteries and exporting that black mass waste to India and China. You know, what we're looking to build is to create jobs here in the UK. You know, we have the technology and we're building the plants to chemically refine that material here in the UK to put back into a supply chain to build, you know, and to gigafactories here in the UK to support our industrial resilience here. So this is around, you know, the UK doesn't have high volumes of these critical minerals. So what we have in, you know, old EV batteries is, you know, almost, you know, we're doing urban mining, or we have access to these critical minerals, which we can support industrial resilience in this region, because today these minerals are controlled by a Chinese supply chain. And as we've seen from recent events, what is important is to build, you know, domestic supply chains to support domestic industries and basis the new modern industrial policy here we have in the UK. We see that there will be, you know, going forward, a very strong EV battery industry, automotive industry, even defense industry, which requires, you know, local supply of critical minerals like lithium and nickel for batteries.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christian. And I'll just make a note to listeners. Do check out the notes to this podcast, because there'll be a link through to Altilium's page on Republic. There's a great video there which really illustrates some of the points that Christian has made so far. So Christian, at the beginning I mentioned you've already been through a couple of funding rounds. One of those was with SQM, that's the world's largest producer of lithium. So I want to look at now your progress to date, you know, look at funding rounds, if you give some context around those, what you've raised so far, what that's been spent on, as well as some of the partnerships you've already forged and any pilot projects that you may have on the go.
Yeah, so we're very proud to have a foundation investor as SQM, you know, from this industry. You know, I think there's a new industry which has been built of secondary raw materials. You know, for example, we see 2040 onwards, maybe, you know, there's more lithium coming from recycling scrap than there is from primary mining and refining. So, you know, there's a new industry being built here around circular economy. We're also very proud under our Series B raise, which completed in December and January, to have Marubeni Corporation and Mizuho Bank. These are, you know, blue chip Japanese industrial groups. So, you know, we have a foundation group to allow us to speed up and scale up battery recycling. And this isn't only around the financial support. This is around, you know, engineering support as well, because these groups have, you know, scaled in this industry as well. At the moment, we're doing our Series B1, you know, retail investor non-institutional raise. We are doing that on Republic. The reason we are doing that is that, you know, we want to engage with the community as we go forward and build battery recycling plants in the UK. And also we want to increase the profile of Altilium and the opportunity of a circular economy to support the energy transition and UK net zero. The achievements which we have include, you know, we are one of the top 50 climate tech startups in a PwC report. That's quite a new achievement. With the government funding in the early days we've received, we've built a R&D technology center in Devon, and we have been producing kilogram scale material, which we've been qualifying and working with automotive OEMs under APC, Advanced Propulsion Center, government funded programs. We have been able to produce the UK's first circular battery. So if you look at the Republic page, there is a video of old EV batteries, which we've recovered. They've gone into a gigafactory at UK BIC, and we've produced automotive grade single layer pouch cells, which are now being qualified by a UK automotive. So we do have full circularity and sustainable batteries being produced here in the UK. And we've also been able to, under those programs, have testing done by Imperial College, which shows that our recycled materials perform the same as commercial material, which is important to give our customers confidence as we move into the regulations where they must use recycled material. We're just in the process of commissioning our pilot line, again in Devon. This allows us to produce metric ton scale of materials for sale and qualification with our customers. And we've also started our first commercial plant, which will recycle over 24,000 EV batteries per year. And actually, those three plants are scaled up to what we call mega scale battery recycling later this decade, where we will be able to recycle over 50,000 metric tons of the black mass, which is equivalent of around 200,000 EVs. And that will produce around 20% of the cathode active material needed for the UK automotive industry by 2030.
Thank you, Christian. So you provided some numbers there on the volumes. I think investors listening to this will be pretty keen to get an idea of the market opportunity in numbers, in terms of total addressable market that you're looking at, you know, potential revenues coming in. Do you have any figures around those that you're looking at?
Yeah, so the cathode market is will be over, you know, 100 billion sterling pound by 2032. The growth CAGR is around 17.2%. As we've mentioned, we have the first mover advantage here in the UK, and we'll supply around 20% of the very high value, actually the highest value component in an EV battery is the cathode active material. So, you know, we're producing and we'll supply that material. We see that this business can be enormous. What we're doing is proving this business here in the UK. The UK is, you know, a perfect market to show this business model, because we're an island. You know, we have very high adoption of EV. In March, 1 in 5 new car sales were electric. We have gigafactories being built, so we have that scrap, and we have the largest secondhand car market in the European region. So, you know, the in a recent APC report, it mentioned that the largest opportunity in electrification in the UK is battery recycling. And, you know, the UK needs these critical minerals, particularly cathode active material. And there's going to be, you know, high volumes of scrap to service an industry such as Altilium. So after we've proven this in the UK, we can take it to other territory. Why I say this business can be enormous is because as we move through this energy transition, there's going to be a huge volume of batteries from EVs, but also battery energy stationary storage and, you know, even consumer batteries. So any territory which is having, you know, high EV and production of batteries needs battery recycling. Battery recycling is almost a domestic industry. You cannot transport batteries, you know, long distances due to cost, but also safety. So, you know, every territory is going to have a battery recycling function. And, you know, Autilium has the technology and we're building the plants and we can roll this out globally. And we have, you know, very strong blue chip international companies, which our shareholders that can support us on that journey as well.
Thank you. And that journey with the shareholders is something we're going to discuss now. And, you know, just as a note again to listeners, do check out the notes of this podcast. There'll be a link through to the Republic page for the funding round for Autilium. The question that I have, Christian, is really interesting to note and very commendable, the progress that you've made, and of course attracting names such as SQM and Marubeni into the company through investment. So the question I have is, why crowdfunding and why now?
So I think, look, when, you know, an SQM or Marubeni, you know, backs a company at this stage, it kind of says two things. You know, the technology is real and the market timing is right. And, you know, it shows that, you know, we're a leader in this industry, and their backing gives us, you know, capital, global reach, and also supply chain validation. So I think, look, any, you know, retail investors that join us, it means you're not going alone. You know, we've built a proven team and we've got serious momentum and powerful partners behind us. But, you know, also this, we see that this kind of energy transition and reaching net zero belongs to all of us. You know, we argue at Autilium that, you know, actually you cannot get to net zero unless you electrify everything, the grid, transport, and that is batteries. And batteries are just critical minerals such as the lithium and the nickel and the cobalt we can recover from old EV batteries. So we want to give the community around us, you know, access to support directly solving the net zero challenge. And, you know, importantly, we want to be able to engage with the community around future plants, which we will build in the UK to do battery recycling. You know, we want a team of supporters with that. And also one initiative we have recently is we've launched resale.store. So you can go to www.resale.store, and that is the UK's first marketplace for end-of-life EV batteries. So what we see in the future, basis electrification, there'll be a huge volumes of batteries available. And this marketplace is the first step in having access to those batteries. So we're also keen to promote the Autilium brand and have it in the marketplace, because, you know, in the future we will be directly engaging with communities, you know, and that community in the future could be scrapyards, garages, as well as automotive OEMs, to secure the feedstock of batteries into our chemical refineries to recover those critical minerals and put them back into a supply chain to build new batteries.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christian. So, of course, you set out with a target of 6 million on Republic. You met that very quickly. You're in overfunding now, about 13 days left on that current round for investors to get involved. But when you're successful, you receive the funds. How are they going to be deployed?
Yeah, so I think, look, we're very proud that on the, you know, on the Republic opening, we sold out the initial allocation within 22 hours. You know, we have now over 550 investors which have joined us on this journey to support you know, sustainable sources of critical minerals for the UK's net zero challenge. The funds we will receive, and this is less around the funding, but as I mentioned previously, more around engaging with the community, but it will allow us to complete some engineering studies which we need to do on our mega scale battery recycling plan. And with the new industrial policy from the government, we expect there will be a number of grants available for companies such as Altilium as we build an EV and electrified supply chain. So, that will allow us to unlock match funding for those government grants. And I think particularly the engineering study we will perform, it's part of a clear stage financing roadmap that includes a Series C in the future, which will support the building of the mega scale battery refinery, which will, process over 200,000 EV batteries per year and give around 20% of the cathode active material for a EV battery supply chain here in the UK.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, of course, you've made strong progress to date, as we've discussed today, but investors will always want to know what the future looks like. So, Christian, if you're looking out 3 to 5 years, what does success look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think at the moment we talk a lot around speed, momentum. We have that first mover advantage. What we see in new industries, it's who's first to market and who builds at scale in those industries, and also the ecosystem of who we are building around us, our relationships with shareholders, the UK government, the automotive OEM projects which we have. But if we look forward, where this work leads to is essentially, the European region and the UK's first low carbon cathode active material production from recycled material. And that means commercial contracts with major automotives and gigafactory. That's multiple revenue streams from, the processing of end of life batteries that we get from resale.store to, sales of sustainable raw materials, which are going to be in short demand and legislated. I mean, we also believe there could be a green premium for these recycled materials, because starting 2031 with the regulation, that green premium would be based on non-Chinese supply chain, lower carbon. As I mentioned, our material is 74% lower carbon, and the regulatory requirement. And also we will have a dominant share in the UK battery recycling market, and we would have proven that the importance of battery recycling in the UK, and we will be making our plans to roll that out into other territories. And I think finally, we have a strong case for IPO or strategic M&A. I think for investors under the Republic raise, we see that there's a clear pathway to significant returns, not just in financial terms, but also helping, power a clean energy future here in the UK and support the UK's net zero challenge.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christian. So to wrap things up now, as a leaving note to investors that may be considering joining you on your journey, why would you say now is the right time to invest in Altilium? And what would you say to somebody that's considering to join you in your journey in the EV market in the UK?
Yeah, I think timing is everything. I think the timing and the time to invest is now. We have a new industrial policy which has been released in the UK, which I think is going to support what we're building, you know, critical minerals, circular economy, an EV battery supply chain are key parts of that policy. So we have that tailwind, but also we have the minimum recycled content for all vehicles sold in Europe starting 2031. And, you know, a large proportion of the vehicles made in the UK are exported to Europe. You know, we have very high adoptions of EV in the UK, and all of those batteries are coming to end of life. They cannot go to landfill. Nor would they go to landfill, because Autilium has the technology to recover those critical minerals and put them back into a supply chain. And also, you know, we're already a long way along this journey. You know, we've proven that the technology. We have strategic partners, and we have a clear roadmap. So I think this is a chance to invest early in a circular battery economy. You know, with the you know, first mover, and help build a green, more resilient future. And I think the final comment is that, you know, if you believe in clean energy and you believe in British innovation, and, you know, turning existing waste streams into, you know, high value materials that will support the electrification of everything and net zero, we'd love to have you on this journey with us.
That's a fantastic message to finish on, Christian. Thank you very much. Just as a final note to listeners, I've said it a couple of times, but do check out the notes to this podcast. There'll be a link through to Altinium's page on Republic. There's a great video on there, really illustrates some of the points that Christian has kindly made today. And of course, if you were looking at making an investment in Altilium, that would be the place to do it at this point in time. So, Christian, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.